This is Digital Dave.
And I'm still Fast Eddie.
You're still Fast Eddie.
Yep. I'm going to get to be Old Eddie soon.
Oh, man, that's scary.
Hey, you know what? We've got Bose with us.
We do have Bose, and with a special story.
I love special stories.
Today, children, we're going back in time.
Can you say Bose? Sure you can.
Bose.
There you go. So I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to write your name down.
You didn't. Mike Hantz.
Mike Ant.
Hantz.
Hantz. With a, all right, Mike.
Yes, officer.
And you were involved in the original, the original Voyager project.
I was in the Voyager project.
Plane that flew around the world.
And then we used the Bose headsets. It was one of the pieces of equipment that was declared it absolutely mandatory.
Mission critical, right?
Mission critical.
Were you guys working on this concept prior to that, or was that the impetus for the concept?
You know, this coming Thursday, Dan Gager will be here, who actually developed all the electronics to that. So he's going to be here, and we're going to have that special program coming up Thursday over at the center by the museum.
Oh, sorry. That's right. You're not on a mic. I apologize, Jim.
She's pointing a lot.
Right. You'll have to tell me again. Now I forgot.
But I was here. The reason Bose's were there is I was the first national sales manager.
Oh. They called you and said, hey.
You know those carts that have the speakers on top?
Yeah. We used to do Bose cart interviews.
You can thank me now. Those are my idea because I couldn't
thank
hear.
Thank you.
You're welcome. See? Tom would interview people.
Yeah.
And I said, Bose has the perfect speakers.
Yep.
And
then we did those for a couple of years.
And they were awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about all the speakers in the forum tents?
Oh, you're doing it at all those.
How about those?
Wow.
Yeah, we did that. Wow. How about the speakers in Theater in the Woods?
How about the speakers in my camper? That? What can we
but
do
the
there?
The best thing is we have the headsets.
Yeah, so I'm Chris Werfel with Bose, the business development manager.
Right.
And it's going to be, so just to fill in, 1:30 on Thursday, we're having a panel of four people, Dan Gager, Mike, Patty Wagstaff, are three of the members that are going to be joining that panel. And it's at the Pilot Proficiency Center, 1:30 Thursday afternoon. So we would love everybody listening to swing on by and listen to the real history, the people who were there, when the Voyager mission went off and the headsets were used for the first time.
Yeah, I'm sure there was somebody jumping up and down going, holy bleep, 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 it works!
Oh, they do.
Well, and there's some great, you mentioned a moment ago about sort of the history of it, but it really started with Dr. Bose, who was on this transatlantic flight, was listening to the headsets they had on the airplane.
You mean the little ones that were tubes that you plugged in?
Actually, there were those, and then they had transitioned to sort of the Walkman style.
Yeah.
Which he was very excited about it because there were now this electronic headset, but you could still hear all the cabin noise. And right then and there, he started to design sort of the math for a noise-canceling headset. Went back to Bose, and coincidentally, within a few years later, the Voyager mission came up, and Bose sent a bunch of people down with this mock-up of a headset, and they deemed it to be mission critical. To your point, Dick said, we have to use it, and the rest has sort of been history.
Yep. Yeah.
And the two headsets that are in the museum.
Really?
The ones those actually two, flew? No, they are the prototypes.
Oh, wow.
And we donated those, Bose donated those to the museum. So those are actual prototypes from the original Bose headsets.
Wow. You know, it's funny how people get passionate about everything you can imagine, and that's how progress is made. So, like you said, Dr. Bose was like, hey, we need to work on this.
Yeah, this is wonderful, and we've taken a huge step forward, but there has to be more. I mean, that was just his nature. He was always so inquisitive about things, not just in aviation, but I'm sure a lot of people have our, Bose consumer products and, the changes we've made to those and, groundbreaking introductions that we've made. But certainly, and then, from the Model 1, which, Mike, I know you helped introduce here. Then the Headset 10, which a lot of people know, the A20, and now our A30, as well as our ProFlight Series 2. So, over those 40 years, we have continued to, build on the legacy that Dr. Bose set over 40 years ago.
Yeah, I want a low-cost one. I've just recently started flying paramotors, and I want a low-cost set that snaps onto my helmet.
Well, we designed Patty Wagstaff's to fit on her with 9 Gs.
No.
She pulls 9Gs with a Bose headset on.
Wow. That's not. And that wasn't in the original design constraints.
No, they didn't think it would work, but we came up with a chin strap for her.
Yeah.
And my secretary sewed it, and Dan and I glued it on him, going, it's going to work. Patty put it to the test.
And it was 9G glue.
Yeah, so she's going to be at the panel as well.
Wow.
So that'll be a lot of fun, too.
Well, yeah. I have to say, my experience with the Bose consumer products is fantastic. I've got a set of your noise-canceling headphones. When I was at work, you called them my BS deflectors because I couldn't hear any of the garbage going on around me. But on airline flying, I love it, too.
Oh, they're great, aren't they?
They are fantastic. I get to really groove out, and there's no noise in the background.
Yeah, it's wonderful. I mean, I do get a thrill when I walk on. Like, just flying out here, I'm not a pilot, so flying commercially, but coming out here, walking onto a plane and, you know, almost counting all the heads that have a Bose headset on is certainly very rewarding.
Yeah. You know, and the other thing that's really great about this is the fact that I've had this particular set for over 10 years, and it still works perfectly.
Oh, wonderful. Great to hear.
The noise hasn't changed much in 10 years.
No, it's gotten worse.
But how about your hearing?
You're
talking about getting old, yeah. Well, it even helps us hear better as we get older.
Yeah.
You know, with all this AI stuff, I wonder if you can get one that will translate everything told to us into something we want to hear.
Well,
technology is always moving. Yeah, so
combine the Bose booths, we'll find out.
We'll work on that, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And the other side of it, the aviation component. I have a friend of mine who's a charter pilot, and the aircraft that he flies, of which there are three or four, they're all equipped with Bose headsets, and they're just fantastic.
Yeah, when we first put them into the helicopters, that was a real test for the headsets.
Yeah, a lot of low frequency noise.
A lot, and they work perfectly. And
now the question I have, because I've never really examined them, are you monitoring the noise level outside of the ear cup or inside?
Both.
Oh.
And it's a trade secret we can't give out.
We
have to kill you.
They're going to have to kill you. They have to kill you.
That's one of the questions you'll come with. That. But yeah, there is a microphone inside, and it's
that's
listening.
That's like your trim.
But it doesn't affect what comes up the cord.
Right.
So whatever comes over the radio, you hear perfectly. But any other noise, let me give you an example. I'm going to tap on the table. You hear that?
Yep.
But the headset would take that out.
Nice.
You would hear just a part of that. Yeah.
That's kind of freaky though. When you're banging on something, you're like, "Am I hitting it or not?"
Oh yeah, and the board operator just went crazy in there.
Yeah,
she goes, "What is he doing?"
She's used to us being in trouble.
I was going to say, have you perfected one yet that eliminates the sounds of screaming children?
There you go.
Or the nagging wife.
Or the neighbor's dog.
We have made a couple improvements on it. You can hear air traffic controllers go saying, "Go around." Coming in.
Well, that's, you know, and with the technology available today, why does aircraft radio sound so bad? I don't know, cheap microphones.
I'm glad we're not on television right now. I could. There's a division.
Actually,
Hi guys. Good morning.
Hi mom.
You know, they said I had a face that should be on radio. I know.
Same here.
The radios, the technology are doing better and better.
Well, when are we going to go to FM instead of AM modulation and get rid of all of the noise?
Get a set of Bose headsets.
One of the good things about the Bose headsets is, you know, we really focus on the comfort of the headset and the clarity of audio. So even if it may not be the most ideal audio, you know, we're able to drown out so much of the background noise that what you're hearing is really all you need to hear and is very clear. So you have the comfort of the headset, the noise cancellation, which, you know, Bose, you know, Dr. Bose himself, but Bose pioneered, and then you know, the clarity of the audio that you're hearing as well. So the combination I think really makes for exceptional headset. And fortunately, a lot of people, and certainly a lot of people here at Oshkosh, I think the same. So
yeah.
So when you think sound, just remember the Theater of the Woods. how nice the sound is there.
Bose speakers.
Bose speakers.
Brought to you by Bose.
Well, you know, let's not push it
let's
too much.
Let's not get too much information.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm real proud of what Bose has done and kept doing throughout the year supporting
EA. Stock.
I'm very proud of it. And, you know, Bose has done well in the museum, speaker-wise, but just their commitment to EAA. I'm real proud of you guys continuing what we started. And
yeah, it's been a long time, and it's been it's wonderful. I mean, certainly meeting the people, and you know, I see them at the different events. I mean, it's, as you know, it's a relatively small community, and it's wonderful to see people at Sun and Fun, and then here at Oshkosh, wherever it may be. And they're all, you know, fortunately, most are very thrilled with their Bose headsets, and we're just happy to be part of this community and helping in some small way.
What's coming down the pike? What's new?
Oh, I can't.
Here we go again.
Wait a minute. Yeah, the next setup is going to have a little remote, nagging children, goofy pilot.
Presets.
There's a team of engineers at Bose who are always working on sort of the next best greatest thing. And we're not big on just sort of, you know, adding a feature just for the sake of having a feature. We want it to be something that makes a demonstrable difference in the headset.
But we all know that's not driven by the engineering people. It's driven by marketing saying, hey, can you make it do this?
It is and it's not. It's actually, a lot of it is driven by the pilots. So we spend a tremendous amount of time talking to, listening to pilots, like our ProFlight headset, which is an in-ear active noise canceling headset. That was absolutely driven by sort of the commercial market saying, I don't need something as big as like the H or the headset 10 or the A20. You know, I just need something much smaller and lighter, but has that performance. So we absolutely listen to the marketplace and build from there.
There you go. Well, we've been speaking with names
Mike Hantz and Chris Warfel.
So he's not going. He's not
he's
that old.
He's always been better with names.
Always.
Never.
Anyway, this
never.
Is Digital Dave.
And I think I'm Fast Eddie. I'm not sure.
And this is EAA Radio.